On this fourth Sunday of Advent, the scriptures are found in the Old Testament through the prophet Isaiah and then in Matthew's gospel. Isaiah 7, 10 through 16. Open your hearts to the reading and the hearing of the word. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol and as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." And then from the Gospel of Matthew in the first chapter, verses 18 to 25, as these are the words of Jesus Christ, I invite you to stand as you're able in respect and honor for the reading and the hearing. "Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet: 'Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel,' which means 'God is with us.' When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated, and let us pray. We've been expecting, we have been longing, we have been watching, we have been waiting, and that event is right before us. Yet before we get there, we must understand about love and the power in which it brings this treasured gift. May the words of my mouth, the thoughts and meditations of each of our hearts be found pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Lord, our rock and our redeemer, Jesus our Christ. Amen. If you are a procrastinator, you do know what time it is. The last minute. The last minute for buying Christmas presents for those whom you love and those whom are close friends and work associates and others. Fear not. Amazon Prime has come to the rescue for you. They have a list of gifts for you to consider, and they promise delivery still before Christmas. All are unique, all are unforgettable, and a little weird. Put one of these gifts under the Christmas tree, and your generosity will never be forgotten. I promise you. First on the list is Academicus, the original toilet timer. It times your favorite stinker as sand drops from the one sitting on the toilet to the toilet bowl. This makes a nice gift at $16.99. Give it to the person who takes too much time in the powder room. For only $9.99, you can buy your loved one a dad waist bag hairy beer belly fanny pack. It has a large storage space, is waterproof and easy to clean, and there is real hair on it, made of high quality PU. If your budget is not as tight and you can't be as generous as $16.99 for the toilet timer, never fear, Wit Yeti has the gift for you. At $14.99, it is a 16-ounce can of dehydrated water. Let that sink in a minute. The newest formula, you just add water, and you have 100% organic, BDA-free, low-sodium, lightweight, magical, and yes, this is a real gift, 16-ounce can of dehydrated water that will give you infinite gallons. Now, for the person who loves a cat in your life, for those who are just cat-friendly, where money is not a concern, $25 will buy you the weirdest gift of all. A cat brush shaped like a tongue. That's right. The brush is held in your mouth, and you use it to bond with your kitty by pretending to lick it like a mother cat. By doing so, you're communicating in their love language. Using the licky brush is said to be an oddly meditative practice, soothing for both owner and cat. No way, and you know where. For most people, a licky brush would be a truly unexpected gift. For most people, any of these would be the worst gift ever, and you would see them at a white elephant exchange. And it would cause you to begin to think, does this person know me? Does this person love me? Can I even trust this person? Trust. George had developed a great deal of trust in his hometown. He loved his town and the people who made it up. He loved them so much that he sacrificed his honeymoon with Mary to fund their loans during the Great Crash and throughout the Great Depression. Potter, on the other hand, could not be trusted. His 50 cents on the dollar gift is nothing more than criminal, abusive, and evil. But George gave the gift of hope. And in fact, he brought peace to the lives of many of the people in his town who were worried what would happen to them. He gave them even some joy as it was given to him from that little old lady, if you saw the movie like you were supposed to, who says, I only need $17.50. Then there were two measly dollars left, a mama dollar and a papa dollar, for George and his team, a sign of joy and faith. All because George's love could be trusted for his community. It was real. The people knew that he was legit. And anyone who banked at the Bailey Savings and Loan weathered the Great Depression and knew in the end who they could trust because he loved them. Hairy fanny packs and cat tongues are among the most unexpected and perhaps unwelcome gifts that you might receive for Christmas this year. But this text from Isaiah and from Matthew speak to us of another gift, an unexpected gift. It is the gift that gives year round. It is a gift we have to ask, would it be welcomed in our lives? Are we able to trust the one who gives the gift? So what about the people of Israel during their time, during the rule of Emperor Augustus of Rome? What were they expecting? They didn't have Christmas yet, mind you. They didn't have someone to go sit on a lap and explain what they wanted for Christmas. They went to the altar and they prayed for the desires of their heart. They were not praying for a licky brush by any means. The people had hopes and dreams in their time because they were oppressed. And some of these expectations they had coming from that were in Hebrew scripture. But what they got was a young girl who's pregnant. That's a really odd sign. That's a weird gift. The prophet Isaiah had explained it, though. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel. Such a prophecy was thrilling because the name Emmanuel means God is with us. And the people of Israel were longing for the very presence of God, for God's power to be amongst them. In the face of threats from foreign rulers, Isaiah was predicting that God was coming forth to set them free from oppression and to bring peace to their land. And they trusted this promise of God. So maybe the gift was a girl with child who would bear the child. Yet another gift, a child named Emmanuel, a sign of God's presence and power. The people also are familiar with the Psalms of their time. Psalm 80 was a prayer for the restoration of Israel. "Stir up your might and come to save us," says the desperate appeal to God. This was their wish. "Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us that we may be saved." The people of Israel heard their enemies laughing at them, and they sensed that their neighbors were looking down on them. So they cried to God, "Let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself." So perhaps it was a mighty messenger, God's right-handed man, that they expected. In fact, both were expected. The right-handed man and Emmanuel were expected gifts, desirable gifts, deeply appreciated gifts. Gifts we might imagine being asked for as they kneel at the altar. Both Emmanuel and the mighty messengers were part of the expectations of the people. But the Gospel of Matthew comes and tells us that the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in a way that no one saw coming. He was an unexpected gift. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit, pregnant by the Holy Spirit. That's unexpected. In the original Hebrew of the Old Testament scriptures, Isaiah speaks of a young woman. Not necessarily a virgin as we know it, but one who is so young that she is unable to bear a child. And there is no mention of a Holy Spirit for him, as it is in Matthew's telling. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. Joseph planned to separate from her discreetly. That's unexpected. He could have shamed her in public. He could have had her stoned by the priest and the religious folk. But for some reason, Joseph trusted her. But when you have resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." An angel appearing to Joseph in a dream. I don't care what generation you live in, that's a little unexpected. And the angel gave him the name Jesus, which means, in many terms, Savior. That's unexpected. Jesus was coming to save the people from their sin, not to set them on high, not to make them the best nation in the world, but to save them from their sins. And Matthew affirms that he is fulfilling the expectations of Israel when he says all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Isaiah becomes real in Matthew. Jesus may be an unexpected gift, but he is not a weird gift at all. Instead, he shows that God is truly with us and that his mission is to save us from our sins and from this crazy world in which we live in and to give us a wonderful life in him. You can trust him, this crazy God. He has never failed us yet. Just about everything about Jesus, though, in the Gospels is unexpected. He may be the most surprising gift of all time and also the most transformative. You gotta trust God on this. And so how do you respond to such a gift as this? I mean, you could write a short thank you note of appreciation for a licky brush. But thanks for the gift of Jesus? Well, it's going to take a bit more thought. Joseph trusted in God and in his love and kept Mary as his wife, even though society's rules told him he shouldn't. In what ways then are we being called this Advent season to trust in order to play our part in God's story for this Christmas? This Christmas, our challenge is to accept Jesus Christ into the deepest parts of our lives as a surprising and transformative gift. To trust that God has a wonderful plan for our lives, and it centers around this Jesus gift. The gift of Jesus. Again, Emmanuel, God with us in every time, in every place, in every situation. Jesus comes to us nothing less than the presence and the power of God in human form. And today, through the power of His Spirit, He's with us when our friends desert us, when our marriages begin to fall apart, when our jobs are unsatisfying, unstable, and unexpectedly taken away from us. He's with us when our health crashes and our memories begin to fade. He's with us when our school is no longer fun and our grades are tanking. In all these and more traumatic experiences, Jesus is Emmanuel, present with us in surprising and life-giving ways. The gift of Jesus as Savior means that God is with us to help us, to save us, to transform us. He's not simply an ordinary friend who comes to stand beside you, but a supportive friend would be. No, He comes in a decisive, active way. The name Jesus again means Savior, or God helps, or really God saves, which tells us that He has a particular agenda in this world, and you can trust the Lord on that, and possibly because Jesus is Lord. The gift of Jesus as Messiah and Lord means that you can trust Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life because you are precious to Almighty God. We might be reluctant, though, to accept such a present because we like to stand as independent people and say that we pulled ourselves up from our bootstraps. We don't need any help. We can do it ourselves. Or maybe we've even used the phrase, "You're not the boss of me." But the truth is, we all need guidance. We all need help making our way in the world. And we need to find the one we can trust and to offer us a life in the midst of the craziness of our current day. To accept Jesus as Messiah and Lord is to fall in line when Jesus says, "Follow me." It's to take serious the effort of the gift given, a gift that loves your enemies and prays for those who persecute you. Give the gift of your blessings as you accept the truth of Jesus' words. You cannot serve God and this world. And to structure our lives so that we are strong and storing up treasure in heaven instead of on earth, where the most wonderful life awaits us. By this point in the month of December, you only got 3 days till Christmas. It's probably too late to buy that perfect Christmas gift from Amazon, even since they're seeing a strike right now. But it's not too late. It is never too late to trust that God has a gift for you, even though it might be unexpected. The gift of Jesus as your Emmanuel, your Savior, your Messiah, and your Lord. It is the gift that fits every need and every desire. He is the gift that brings a wonderful life. All you need to do, beloved, is to trust God's most unexpected gift and allow Jesus to go to work in your life, bringing hope, peace, joy, and love in surprising and transformative ways this Christmas. And I promise you, it will be a wonderful life. Trust it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.